When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a new friend, a friend of the show, down on the shoreline, but we won't hold that against them. You know, the shoreline's a beautiful place. The state is a beautiful shoreline. More people need to visit. It's Chris Freeman, the interim president and CEO of this beautiful place, the Mystic Seaport Museum. Chris, good morning.
Well, good morning, Joey. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, I've talked to you guys down there at the Mystic Seaport Museum. You know, let's just give the 100 fathoms of the sea history a little bit. You know, what is the Mystic Seaport Museum if someone's not familiar with it?
Well, sure. Mystic Seaport Museum is a wonderful outdoor history museum, living history museum. It's comprised of a number of different centers of excellence, plenty to do and see. We have a working shipyard where we take care of our own vessels as well as those from other organizations. We have a living history village along the waterfront where you can explore what life in a maritime community would have been like in the past. We have our formal indoor exhibition halls, which in the summer are air conditioned and a respite from the cool, from the hot weather. But most importantly, we are right on the waterfront here on the Mystic River. I like to say it's cooler on the river, it's cooler by the river, cool breezes, cool water, cool experiences. And during the summer high season, many opportunities for families to get out on the water in boats, from our steamboat Sabino to our water taxi to our boat livery. And in fact, in the summer season, we do community sailing camp programs, sailing class programs. So I guess a little bit of something for everyone.
And it's got to, I mean, there's probably not museums that can say to themselves like, yep, we're on the river and we're going to embrace that, because Connecticut does have an amazing history of maritime happenings, whether it's the shipbuilding, you know, the ports in this area. Connecticut has a very rich history at sea. So to be right there, like literally out the front door, has kind of got to be a little cool thing you can throw at people with that.
Oh, I think absolutely. Our physical campus is a beautiful sight and setting on the river, with vistas looking down the river toward the Bascule Bridge in the center of town, looking across the river at the beautiful Peace Sanctuary. There's always a lot of activity on the river. And to your point, we are an historic place, if not an historic site, in that the museum is located on the grounds of what were two shipbuilding yards here in the last century, the Greenman Brothers Yard and the Mallory Shipyard. So a long heritage of shipbuilding, which is carried on today in our Henry B. DuPont Preservation Shipyard, where our visiting public can actually watch the work of the shipwrights taking place when they visit.
And that's a cool, you know, that ties perfectly into where you guys are, you're in the running, shall we say, USA Today's top 10, 10 best maritime museum. You people can go vote, you know, visit the website and you can get all the information there. You can go vote top maritime museum and you just click on vote and you can vote every day. It says you can cast a vote every day in each category. You can vote again in, I got 10 hours, so I can vote again in 10 hours. The little connect.
Yes.
Little Mystic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Vote early, vote often. Mystic Seaport Museum ought to be number one. And we'd love to have your support. And I encourage everybody to come pay us a visit in the warm summer months and see for yourself that, in fact, Mystic Seaport is the number one maritime museum in America.
And it is cool because I've been down there and, you know, toured the ship, like walk through, like to see the guys and gals working and to restore these vessels that, you know, to bring them back to seaworthiness. I mean, do you ever, I've done it, but do you ever walk through there and just look at these things and be like, this is living history that we're still keeping preserved? It's got to be a cool part of the job.
Yeah, absolutely. I am fascinated by it. And I think you've put your finger on an important aspect of what we're doing here. It's not just keeping the vessels alive and preserved and conserved, but the skills of the shipwrights, the trades that are necessary to do the work. And so it is, it's really important, I think, not just for our museum and our own collection, but for the broader world that we are preserving and sustaining these skills. And in fact, more and more other nonprofits are sending their vessels here to have restoration work done because there are fewer and fewer commercial yards that want to undertake that sort of work.
I was going to lead into, like, that's the perfect next question. It's like, unfortunately, is this a dying thing? Like, how many museums are there like you guys, they're out there?
Well, it is not a dying thing because we are keeping it alive here in Mystic at Mystic Seaport Museum. There are several other maritime museums that have similar capacity, perhaps not as robust as ours, but the number of commercial yards that really are doing these big plank on frame, big timber projects is in fact waning.
I mean, is it getting tough to find the staff and the craftsmen and the materials to repair these boats and vessels?
The short answer is yes, right? In particular, finding the lumber we need is getting harder and harder or more difficult. And retaining the skilled craftsmen is also more and more challenging over time. But we are prevailing. But it's not just the working shipyard here at Mystic Seaport Museum. Our central campus is family friendly. We have playscapes for young ones. We have a children's museum. We have a build a boat building where you can take home a souvenir boat that you build. We have a discovery center. And as I say, we have a boat livery where you can get in a rowboat or a sailboat and tootle around the river and stay cool on a hot summer day. So it's multifaceted here at Mystic Seaport Museum.
And that's one of the things, you know, we were talking about, you know, preserving and restoring the past and the next generation in not the same concept, but in the same idea. One of your exhibits coming up, Brick Wrecks, Sunken Ships and Lego Bricks, kind of takes that to the next generation of how these things were put together. Like, okay, you can visualize the little brick, but now scale that up to a 20-foot long beam. It kind of continues that learning process in a different generational style.
Yeah, we certainly hope so, and I'm glad you mentioned it. Opening this spring in March, on March 28th, we are the inaugural American venue for a fantastic exhibition called Brick Wrecks, Sunken Ships and Lego Bricks, featuring 12 full-scale Lego models of famous shipwrecks from around the world. There's going to be some interactive building stations within the exhibit, so very family-friendly. And then we'll be incorporating Lego-themed activities on the grounds throughout the year. So different build events, different member events, all sorts of activities. We're even going to be doing a Lego sort of festival weekend where we will be showing a Lego movie on a giant screen on our village green. So a great opportunity to come with a family and have a picnic and see the movie under the stars.
That's cool. And I mean, hey, it's my birthday weekend, so I got it's on my calendar to head down there and check out some of the life-size boat rigs. I want to say last year you guys did kind of the same. It was with Jaws, and this year, yes, it's with the Lego. I like that, you know, themed maritime, but keeping it fun for the family to come down, interact, and check out these things, and just keep entertained. You know, it's, you know, kids are kids, so you got to figure out a way to keep them entertained. So to do things like this, and you guys have the summer camps, is pretty cool.
Yeah, summer camps, really focusing this year on our sailing programs, our on-the-river sailing programs. We've kind of curated back some of what we're offering in terms of summer camp activity. But certainly all of our community sailing camps are available. But I was just thinking about, you know, Movies Under the Stars. And for those who might have an earlier bedtime, you can actually sit under the stars pretty much any time during the day at our planetarium, which is also another really family-friendly activity. We have, I think, usually 3 to 4 planetarium shows each day along different themes, some of them a little more targeted at youth audiences. So again, it's plenty of activities here to do at Mystic Seaport Museum throughout the day, throughout the year, throughout the seasons.
Yeah, and if anyone's looking for anything we're talking about, it's mysticseaport.org. That's mysticseaport.org. It's got all the things. I mean, there's, like you said, the village, the exhibits, you know, getting on the water. This time of the year's got to be tough. You're just, you know, you're praying for those warm days to get out there and enjoy the water, but there's nothing wrong. And I guess you could say it almost be kind of humbling to go and walk the coastline on a nice, cool winter day to realize what the history of the, you know, the ships didn't just fold up the ladders and go away for the winter. These guys and gals were still out there on the waters getting things done back in the day.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Maritime commerce happens all year long, regardless of the wind and weather. We've gotten better at predicting and trying to avoid the worst of the weather, but a century ago, it just befell you, beset you, and you endured.
That's, there was no, you know, you weren't getting weather on the eights like you do here at WTIC. You had to just kind of wait and see what Mother Nature threw at you, unfortunately. And I'm looking, there, you know, February, there's Valentine's Day tea, which is unfortunately sold out. But it's one, like, the fact that it's sold out, people are enjoying and people are understanding. I think that's one thing, you know, we can go back a little bit to the evil times of COVID. People realized in this state there is a lot of things outdoors to do, a lot of places to visit, a lot of places to be a tourist in your own state. And the Mystic Seaport Museum is one of those things that's been around for a while, and people are realizing that you guys are open. Get down there, visit the seaport, walk the, you know, walk around. It's a great thing to do with the family if you want to burn some energy off with the kids.
I think that's absolutely right. It is a beautiful setting on the river. On a gorgeous day. It's a wonderful day out. It's also a bit of a respite from the madness of the 21st century. It's a chance and an opportunity to put our devices aside, to get out of the house, away from the screens, to see some nature, to see some other people, to have some actual physical experiences, to, you know, get on the Charles W. Morgan, America's sole surviving wooden whale ship, and maybe participate in a sail handling demonstration and have a rope line in your hands or a halyard and sing a shanty. There's opportunity abounds for participation, for observation, for introspection, for relaxation. And on a beautiful day, it's great to be outside. But on those hot, humid summer days, we also have some beautiful internal indoor exhibitions that are, in fact, climate controlled and air conditioned. So on the hottest of days, Mystic Seaport can also be a bit of a respite. And as I say, it's always cooler on the river. So
it's one of those things, like you said, you know, you could, it's a museum, but it's a hands-on museum. You want people to be interacting with these things, learning and getting, you know, the youth educated in these, like we were just talking about the trades. You know, someone, they might not have ever realized what it takes to, you know, work on one of these vessels, whether, you know, they went to, now they got that rope in their hand, they're learning how to tie knots. It's sparking those little things of curiosity that continue the history of the maritime in Connecticut.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of core to what we do. We want people to have authentic actual experiences. And in terms of youth and family friendly, we have Homeport with children's games and arts activities. We have the Children's Museum for the youngest children, again, with blocks and playthings and activities there. Then we have the Discovery Barn, which is really sort of a STEM themed hands-on exhibit for slightly older audience. And then one of the fan favorites is the Build a Toy Boat Shop. You can go in there and sit down at a table with a hot glue gun and create your own masterpiece of naval architecture and imagine sailing across the globe.
So as you know, has the staff had like an internal competition of who can build the nicest boat?
Oh, I'm certain they have. I think it might have been me.
I'll just say that's been one of those great team building exercises. Like after lunch, we're all going to build a boat. Whoever's got the nicest boat gets next Tuesday off or something.
Well, you know, it's funny because I go visit friends in the community here in the summer, and invariably in their living room or dining room is a shelf full of the toy boats that their grandchildren built and brought home from Mystic Seaport Museum. It always warms my heart to see that our community supports us the way that it does.
I say that's pretty cool. That's definitely something, you know, you can hang your hat on that, you know, you're educating and entertaining the upcoming, you know, shipbuilders, sailors. It's got to be a cool thing to see that tradition continue. Again, if anyone wants more information, it's mysticseaport.org. And joining me this morning is Chris Freeman, the interim president and CEO of the Mystic Seaport Museum. Chris, thank you for joining me today. You know, I'll see you down there. Like I said, me and the family come down quite often. I'll make sure I hunt you out, and maybe we'll have a little boat build-off competition.
Yeah, I love it. So my birthday is just ahead of yours in March. So maybe we can have a combined birthday party. And yeah, please visit the website, but more important, visit in person. And don't forget to vote on USA Today for top 10 maritime museums, Mystic Seaport Museum, number one. Cast your votes early, often, and as many as you can.
That's it. If you got multiple email addresses, use them, register. You know, it's not, we wouldn't be saying this during a presidential election, but vote often, vote frequently, and let's get the best maritime museum handed over to the Mystic Seaport Museum. Chris, thank you for joining me today, sir.
Been my pleasure. Thanks for having us, and I'll see you on the 28th. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. It's places like this. Get out there, be a tourist right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080. Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you at affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WESHARE. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.